This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's lawmakers are getting a 6% raise next year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The increase came about because of a 2024 bill. It created an independent commission to examine and set salaries for elected officials. The commission said Colorado lawmakers and statewide officials were underpaid compared to similar states and factoring in the cost of labor. The report recommends big increases for some offices. The next attorney general will see a 45% pay increase. The next governor would get an 11% boost. The raises automatically go into effect January 1st, unless the legislature changes that. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Vail Resorts Rocky Mountain Properties, which includes those in Colorado, took a 25% hit to visitor numbers this winter due to the lack of snow, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In an update for investors, Vail executives said this past winter was one of the most challenging in history for the Western U.S. Revenue from all of Vail's business lines declined, including lift tickets, food, ski school, and equipment rental. And sales of next season's Epic Pass are off to a slow start, with a moderate decline from last year at this time. Epic Pass sales were slowing even before the terrible conditions this winter. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs student is representing the state this week at a national poetry competition in Washington, D.C. D.B. Henderson attends Coronado High School. He was named Colorado Poetry Out Loud state champion last month out of more than 2,000 students. Competitors at the national event perform several pieces that they'll select from an anthology of hundreds of poems. This is CPR News and KRCC.